Champion Patty Girardo has won cash and prizes totaling $10,912. This week, players will win a complete kitchen, this fur jacket, beautiful jewelry, and a trip to England, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including an Oldsmobile Cutlass and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us. Hope you're having a good day. Thank you for spending part of it with us. Let's get right to business. Welcome back, our champion. This is Patty Girardo. Hello there, Patty.
How are you?
Good to see you again. And let's see, you're from Phoenix, Arizona. We talked about the two young ones. I didn't ask you what you do for a living, Patty.
I'm a flight attendant for now. For an airline,
of course. That's right.
Yeah.
it does make sense to put the two together like that, Patty. Yeah. You enjoy your work?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I would think so. And I think you'd be very good at it because you're very pleasant and bubbly. Oh, I think you'd make people comfortable. Hope we've made you comfortable here.
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Are you ready to go again?
Indeed.
All right. Win today, and you will play that winner's big money game for $7,000. So good luck.
Great.
That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hello.
This is a party planner for an airline, which makes sense.
His wheels are always spinning, originally from New York City, New York. Say hello to Howard Bagley.
Hello, Howard.
He's always at the car from Rolling Hills Estates, California. Here's Bonnie Platt.
Hello there, Bonnie. And we'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Let us get acquainted here. Bonnie, you are not always up to par.
Jim, that's what my husband tells me, especially when he was watching me playing golf and it took 14 strokes to get out of a sand trap.
14 strokes?
Yes, it was a gigantic sand trap.
Big.
You wouldn't have believed how big it was.
I can imagine. Do you recall what your score was for the day that day?
Oh, I don't think I kept score that day.
Okay, nice to have you here, Bonnie. Howard, your wheels are always spinning.
Right, Jim. I like to garden, but I have little space and little sun, so I put my garden on wheels, and I follow it around with the sun or push it around. I grow great zucchini.
Oh, it's great. So they just wherever the sun is, you move your garden.
That's right.
That's a perfectly sensible thing to do there, Howard. Nice to have you here. Well, good luck to all three of you. Oh, great prize for the winner. The winner of the match today gets a trip to England worth $4,000. Great prize. So let's get to it. $20 starts you all off, and here we go. Ticking into its 21st season is this TV news program with Mike Wallace and Morley Safer. Patty?
60 minutes.
Oh, no. 20 minutes? No.
Six. I take the capsule version of it.
That's right. You take the short capsulized.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, it cost you five. 60 minutes it is. I know you know. I just couldn't come out with it. In English, what word is symbolized by an ampersand? No, we'll accept.
And
is right. Yes, and you're back to the $20 mark. I had to check with our judge to make sure. Yes, you hit that buzzer just on the signal, so you got the time to answer. And ampersand is for and. What, Patty?
I said I'm going to real roll here.
You're back in with a three-way tie.
All right.
The most popular boy's name in America is Bonnie.
John.
No, for the last few years, it's shared by actors Douglas and Keaton. For the last few years, Michael is the most popular. And Bonnie took a chance, cost him five. I think John was a few years ago, but it cost you five. The pool hall phrase used to describe a person in a disadvantaged situation is, Patty?
Behind the eight ball.
That's what it is, beating Howard to the buzzer and Patty to 25. Howard gives her a look. How did you get there so quick? Restaurants often serve both the Manhattan and New England style, Bonnie?
Clam chowder.
That's what it is. And Bonnie back to the $20 mark. Yes. Well, it took him a while to get on track, but it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Patty, you have the lead. You've got a $5 lead over Bonnie and Howard. Can we interest you in this?
Oh, Patty, you'll want to show this prize off. Kremit's beautiful 14-carat yellow gold pendant, featuring an oval peridot and six full-cut diamonds weighing 0.21 carats, furnished by Kremit's, and it's normally priced at $950. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $6.
Well, it's very nice. Now, I recall Patty has already, you've already won a beautiful big pendant as a main prize.
But you can't have too many diamonds.
Can't have too many diamonds. Yes. Good thinking, Patty.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, and because you've already got one big one, I'll let you have that beautiful $950 pendant for $5. That would be a three-way tie. And I'll throw in $200 in cash on top of it. You got it for cash. Can't have too many diamonds. Absolutely. Beautiful pendant. $200 in cash. $1,150 for the value of the question. You're on that, Patty, and you'll enjoy a three-way tie. Psycho star Anthony Perkins will soon return to the screen to play the dual roles of Dr. Jekyll and Patty.
Mr. Hyde.
Beating Howard to the buzzer, you're back into the lead, yes. To what U.S. state would you travel to visit the world's largest aquarium in Monterey Bay? Bonnie.
California.
Yes, indeed. It's in California. You've tied Patty for the lead. John le Carré introduced his famous character, George Smiley, in the novel called Tinker, Howard.
The spy that came in from the cold?
Oh, no. No, he's getting the part of a tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. And that's the word we needed. Cost you five, Howard, down to 15. But you can make it up now. Howard, you're just trailing by 10, and a $10 money card goes up on the board as we play the fame game. And we're looking for a famous thing. A thing. I am a television show that pokes fun at a certain dignified profession. I made my debut in 1984, became a hit, still going strong on Wednesdays. My off-the-wall group came from other shows, Howard.
Night Court.
Night Court, that's right, it was on other nights. Wednesdays now, Night Court it is, and Howard, you've got control. $10 money card, where is that?
It's behind number 8.
Well, we locked the flashing lights in. If you hit it, we've got a three-way tie. Howard, good luck.
Come on, $10 money card. Now,
who lands on number 4 and he gets?
It's new tires.
Oh.
Armstrong 5-star radials. Elegance and quality in a durable high-performance design. Rhino-tough construction grips the road in most all-weather conditions. Furnished by Armstrong.
Very useful item. $400 worth of tires, as a matter of fact. You can put them on the cart and wheel the zucchini around town there. We'll be right back after this commercial time. Before we get back to the match, we would like to take a moment to congratulate station KWWL-TV in Waterloo, Iowa. They are celebrating 35 years with NBC today. Congratulations. We're delighted to have you here with the Shell of the Century family as well. Back to the match now with Bonnie and Patty and a tie for the lead at 25. Howard is just 10 behind at 15. Winning the world champion cook-off, Kenton Stanford won a big pot of $35,000 for making a big pot of this spicy, Howard.
Chili.
That's right. He made chili and got $35,000 for his chili. And you've got another five. According to the song, you catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, Patty.
Save it for a rainy day.
That's what it is. Patty goes into the lead by five. The name of this month commemorates the first emperor of the Roman Empire and... Howard?
Julius.
No.
July.
No, and represents the last full month of summer, August for Augustus Caesar, and Howard loses five. Weighing in at 4 pounds is the smallest breed of dog, named for the world's largest, for Mexico's largest state. Patty.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua, that's right. It is a state in Mexico as well as a small dog, and Patty gets another five. Patty, that gives you a $10 lead over Bonnie with an instant bargain. Oh, that's very nice. Look at, you've got a couple of youngsters, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, terrific.
Those are youngsters.
This could be yours.
Patty, just to keep things rolling along, these sporty bicycles. Sleek 12-speed bikes, lightweight and designed for speed and durability. Plus, bike clothing and accessories. Yours with a gift certificate from La Mirada Bike Shop. It's normally priced at $1,500, but today on sale of the century, just for only $10.
Very nice. Beautiful. And as Summer said, that is a gift certificate at the La Mirada Bike Shop. $1,500 worth. You could get some lovely things there for $10. And we'd have a lovely time with you and Bonnie if you bought them for $10. $200 in cash, making it a $1,700 bargain for $10. She's going to buy. Enjoy that. Four surprises as well, Patty. Well done. So you've got a $1,500 gift certificate, $200 of my money, and as a surprise, an additional $700 more in cash. Well done. Big five. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Plus, just 10 will knock it off, and she and Bonnie back into a tie as promised. In March, the American Film Institute will present its Life Achievement Award to the Oscar-winning star of To Kill a Mockingbird. Patty?
Gregory Peck.
You're back into the lead by five, Gregory Peck it is. When the British survey ship Challenger measured the depth of the Marianas Trench, it pinpointed the deepest point in this ocean. Body?
The Atlantic.
No. Well, the Marianas Trench is in the Pacific. As a matter of fact, it is almost 7 miles deep. Cost you five, Patty. Even though it is actually an oblate spheroid, Christopher Columbus spent a long time proving it was round. Patty?
The Earth.
That's right. It's a little flattened at the poles. That's what makes it an oblate spheroid. Patty gets another five. A hot new workout video for older aerobicists has hit the market. Features a star of Murder, She Wrote. She's Patty?
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury has an aerobics tape. Yes, you've got another five. Talking about aerobics, one of our staff members was asking my opinion about what kind of exercise program that she should start, and I said she should try an aerobics class. She replied, "No way, I tried that once. I twisted, I hopped, I jumped, and I stretched, and I pulled. By the time I got those darn leotards on, the class was over." We'll be right back.
Of the century.
And that luggage would come in handy, as a matter of fact, with our trip to England, which is on the line in this match. Patty is at 40, Bonnie at 20, Howard at 15. $15 money card added up on the board. Back to the fame game and a famous thing. I am a natural material that is hard, bends without breaking, and takes a high polish. An imitation form of me is made from the nut of a palm tree and from plastics. I was used extensively for Greek sculpture. Artisans from India, China, and Japan specialize in making intricate carvings of me. I'm used for... Bonnie.
Ivory?
Ivory is right, yes. And that gives you control of the board, Bonnie. $15 money card, where is it?
Number two.
Well, we lock in. You can pull it within one question of Patty if you hit that 15. Good luck, Bonnie.
Okay, money cards, any of them, now.
Oh, she hits a $10 money card. Jumped off the 15, landed on the 10. That gets you a lot closer, Bonnie, as we have that 10. See, you just asked politely, give me any money card. You got one. In 1806, this president fought in a pistol duel to defend the honor of his wife, Rachel. He is our seventh president, Andrew... Patty?
Jackson?
That's right. He killed a lawyer as an opponent, and you get another five. I don't know why they had killed a lawyer as an opponent, but Freudian slip by the writer, obviously. The first male ever to appear on the cover of Playboy magazine was this funny actor who starred in the Pink Panther films. Patty?
Peter Sellers?
Peter Sellers was on the cover of Playboy, yes, and you get another five. In religion, when a person is canonized, he's given what holy title, Bonnie?
He's a saint.
That's right. He's been given sainthood, and Bonnie goes to 35. Patty with the inch of cash. You stretched out a $15 lead. Two boxes have $100 bills. One today is worth $2,000. Cost you the amount of your lead if you wanted to try for it. For $15, Patty, it's your decision. Going once, going twice. No, sir. Doesn't want to try. It was in...
Not two for the two kids.
No. Oh, no. Not two for the two kids. She says if she tries, it'll be two for the two kids. It was in three. Goes to 3,000 on the next show. Starting to build again. We'll be back to the match right after this. Not two for the two kids. Two. Our champion, Patty Girotto from Phoenix, Arizona, looking for a third win, and she's got the lead. Not a big one. Patty at 50, Bonnie at 35, Howard at 15. Let's get back. Set in Spain, the novel The Sands of Time is the newest book by Bloodline author Sidney... Patty?
Sheldon.
That's right, and Patty at 55. To make it taller than the Chrysler Tower, the blueprints were revised for this... Howard?
The Empire State Building.
Yeah, they revised the blueprints just so it would be bigger than the Chrysler Tower, and of course it was the Empire State Building. You're right, you're back to 20. During a 78-year career that produced work valued at $750 million, the world's most prolific painter was this Spaniard. Bonnie?
Picasso.
That's right. Yes, indeed. He was prolific. Bonnie goes to 40. Third final fame game, $25 money card up there on the board, and we look for a famous person. I am a former president of the United States whose strong personality won me loyal friends and bitter enemies. I was born in the Midwest in 1884. Grew up to make one of the most awesome decisions ever considered by one man. I was Howard?
Harry Truman.
That's exactly right for control of the board, yes. And a $25 money card, where, son?
It's behind the number seven.
Well, we lock into your buzzer, 25. Howard. Good luck. Ooh, number five, and he gets...
It's Floor Care Products. Bissell Floor Care Products featuring the Power Steamer. Cleans carpets with professional-looking results, the Double Brush Classic, and the versatile three-way vac. Furnished by Bissell.
And not the money cars you were looking for, but $354 worth of floor care products. They're yours, and it is still very close. And, of course, now we're going to finish it up with the speed round. That wonderful trip to England is on the line, so may I have 60 seconds on the clock. It is Patty at 55, Bonnie at 40, Howard at 20. A lot of questions as we start the speed round. Now, the talk show host who raided the vacant vaults of Al Capone was Geraldo.
Patty Rivera.
Right. On what Hawaiian island is Honolulu located? Bonnie?
Hawaii.
Wrong. What article of clothing comes in the varieties cardigan, v-neck, turtleneck, Patty?
Sweater.
Right. According to the song, how many does it take to tango? Howard.
Two.
Right. The novel in which readers first got to meet James Bond is called Howard?
Dr. No.
Wrong. Next to man, what small, playful member of the ape family ranks? Bonnie?
An ape. Oh, a gorilla.
Wrong. According to the initials, what type of machines are made by the company called IBM? Bonnie?
Computers.
No, wrong. In a famous show tune, Ethel Merman claimed everything is coming up. Howard.
Roses.
Yes. The Federal Reserve handles the United States supply of...
Howard. Money.
Right. In the middle of what continent would you find Lake Chad? Howard.
Africa.
Right. Vicki Lawrence plays the gray-haired Thelma Harper on the TV sitcom. Howard.
Mama's Family.
Right. With what art form do we associate the names Vermeer, Rembrandt? Time is up. Patty has won it. Congratulations. Back to the champ in just a moment. First of all, a little cleaning up to do. Time ran out. Vermeer, Rembrandt, and Rubens are, of course, painters. That was the art form. A few that were missed there. And Bonnie, we said, according to the initials, the type of machines. Yes, they make computers, but IBM, International Business Machines. So according to the initials, it had to be machines, business machines. And next to man, the small, playful member of the ape family ranks as the most intelligent. It is the chimpanzee. And the first novel, not the first movie, the first novel about James Bond was Casino Royale. I was going to give you Casino and Oahu. The Hawaiian island, Honolulu. That's right, it is on Oahu, not the big island of Hawaii. You got to say goodbye to Bonnie and Howard. Bonnie didn't pick up anything along the way, but we have some parting gifts for you and the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate it. Howard, you got the tires, the floor care with the cash in front of you. You're around the $800 mark. We thank you for joining us as well, sir.
It's been a wonderful experience.
Thank you. That's nice. We do try to make it pleasant for everybody. And, of course, it's very pleasant for Patty right now. Congratulations. You are pleasantly going off to England.
I am excited.
Your vacation dream can come to life, Patty, on your trip to merry old London, England. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for 7 smashing days in exciting England. You may enjoy the pomp of Buckingham Palace, the theater world of London, and the English countryside. This prize is worth... $4,000.
Very nice. Now, your airline does not fly there, I hope, right?
No.
I've never asked a flight attendant this. Do you like to travel yourself?
I'd love to. Terrific. When I'm not working.
Terrific. Well, you've got a trip to England and now a short trip with me to try for cash with the winner's big money game. Go on, Patty. Now, I remember you said your airline is in the Southwest, so does not go to England. Oh, that would be a wonderful trip for you, though.
So
you'll take your daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, let's try for $7,000. 3 envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one is it going to be, Patty?
I think we'll try red this time.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, they gave me a high sign that your mic was off there for a moment. You're going to take your daughter on the trip to England?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. Why?
Well, last year I promised her to take her if she got all A's in her report.
And she did?
She did, but I didn't have the money to take her, so now she's going to get to go.
That is terrific. Let's make some more money right now, all right? 4 puzzles in 20 seconds, and that gets you $7,000. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed and stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. You've come so close. Let's see you do it this time. 20 seconds on the clock. Good luck. First puzzle starts now. Family name. Singers. Arlo. Yes?
Guthrie?
That's right. Woody Scher. There you go. Arlo and Woody Guthrie, right on the market, 15 seconds with your first correct answer. Stay on that pace, Patty. Here's the next puzzle. Now, place where candy stripers, yeah?
Hospital?
That's where they volunteer their time, on the hospital, yes. At the halfway mark, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, right at the halfway mark and right at the half with the time. Good luck with the next one. Now, musical Streisand played... That's right, Fanny Bryson. Good job. Got a little ahead. 6 seconds. 6 seconds. You've got to get this next one before the clock hits 00. Patty, we're all with you now. For $7,000, it starts now. Show where Willard Scott...
Oh.
I thought that was the easiest one. The Today Show. Well, you got the trip to England.
I'm getting warmer.
You're getting warmer. You're going to give us all heart attacks. We want to give you money. We'll be right back. Oh, that's, that was the easiest one. You can take the Today Show. And you jumped in with Funny Girl so beautifully to get ahead. Patty was being very sweet. She's feeling bad that she didn't take our money. She said, I'm sorry. I said, I know you're sorry. You didn't get the money. And you had time. You got all the way to Willard Scott, too. Just could not
just
think of the Today Show.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole is off to England with
so
you.
That's great.
And that's nice. She got the straight A's and she's got the trip. Yep. And so far, you've got $18,462 in Silver and Strong on sale to present you. Bye for now. That's nice.